Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm joined in the studio by Ms. Kaylin Thomas from the Wren's Nest Scribes Program. Kaylin, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Could you please share with our listeners exactly what the Wren's Nest Scribes Program is?
Absolutely. Well, first, the Wren's Nest is the oldest house museum in Georgia, and it is where the Brer Rabbit tales were compiled. And so we carry out even more of the writing that the author, Joel Chandler Harris, who lived in the home, we carry on more of the writing that he used to do through our Scribes program. The program is based on 826, which is a program out of New York. And basically, we tweaked it to make it our own. And we basically have two different middle schools in our neighborhood who we work with. We work with Brown Middle School in the fall semester, and then we work with Kip Strive Academy in the spring semester. It is a 12-week program. We help the students to learn how to write their own stories that we eventually publish in a book. So we basically help to develop young authors. And through the program, we meet once a week. We have a mentor that works with them one-on-one, and we show them how to start out with an outline and then eventually get to a full story. And we give them a new theme every year. This year, we had the theme of My Neighborhood for Brown Middle School, and their book just came out. It's called Beltline and Beyond because their neighborhoods are along the West Side Beltline. And for Kip Strive Academy this year, their theme was Inventors of Color. And the book is being printed right now as we speak. That book is called Big Ideas, and that will be launching at the Decatur Book Festival September 2nd.
I think it's wonderful because you work with these young middle school students, and at the end of that 12 weeks, not only have they written a short story, but they are on tap to be published authors.
Absolutely. I love it. And it's very inspirational to watch them as they grow through the process. At Kip Strive Academy, we have students start as early as fifth grade, and then they continue with us through eighth grade. So you can see their growth as writers over the years. And it's very, very inspirational to see how well they do and how some of them even decide that that's what they want to become professionally.
And now we're here to talk about the program, but also to do a call for mentors.
Yes.
And I have been a mentor at Brown and at Kip Strive, and it is a very fulfilling way to spend your time and to give back to the community.
Yes.
For mentors and listeners who might be interested, what do you look for in a mentor? What does it take to be a mentor for the Wren's Nest Scribes program?
Well, first I have to say thank you, Kiplin, for being a mentor for us because it's awesome. And we just really, really appreciate our mentors. We couldn't do the program without them. But basically, we look for people who have writing experience. We have a lot of mentors who are freelance writers. We have authors. We have students who are majoring in journalism or English in college. We also have poets. And we have people who just love reading and writing. And even if they've just been writing on the side and don't do it professionally, if it's something they love to do, we love to consider them. We also look for people who have worked with students before. It doesn't mean you have to. You don't have to have worked with students before, but it helps.
It does. But you do get to learn the children. And
yes,
you do get to a feeling for their personalities and their passions. And because I think it's a one-on-one relationship, it's not overwhelming if you haven't worked with
Absolutely.
A classroom of kids or something.
Yes. And when you start with us, I do what's called mentor one-on-one. I do an orientation for all new mentors. And you meet at the Wren's Nest. I give you a tour of the Wren's Nest so you know what we're all about. And then I explain the whole program to you. I give you a packet that has testimonials from some of the previous mentors and information about working with middle school students. So we don't put you in blind. We do give you a little information ahead of time. And then when you first start, we do something that we call an icebreaker with you and your mentee. And we have you each interview each other so that you get to know each other a little.
It really is a wonderful program because the children have to be chosen to be a part of the program. So they are already interested in reading and writing, as you mentioned.
Yes.
And so they are looking for guidance. It's not where you're trying to force someone to
Exactly. And what is so wonderful is that a lot of times, especially with Kip Strive Academy, there's a waiting list for students who want to get into the program because we only can allow as many students as we have mentors. So if we only have 10 mentors, we can only do 10 students. And then there's a waiting list of students who still want to do the program. So that's why it's so important for us to get the volunteer mentors.
Now, the program this year for mentors, they will be signing up through September 2nd.
Yes.
What can our listeners, where can they go? How can they get more information? How can they sign up or share information, you know, with people that they might think, oh, this is a wonderful program for my cousin so-and-so?
Well, they can definitely call me. They can call me at 404-753-7735, which is the number to the Wren's Nest. They can email me at Kaylin, K-A-L-I-N, at wrensnest.org. And they can also check our Facebook page. Our Wren's Nest Facebook page has an entire flyer that shows all the information about becoming a mentor for us. And that's something that I would send to you if you email me or call me. I'll send you that along with a mentor application that you'll fill out. One of the things that we also need to do for mentors, and it's only for any type of sexual assault or anything like that, we have to do a background check.
Because you're going to be working with children.
Children,
and
yes.
Parents need to feel safe.
Right.
And I know I kind of went over Wren's Nest right quick because I'm from Atlanta. So I'm very familiar with the Wren's Nest and Joel Chandler Harris and the Songs of the South and his commitment to kind of sharing and curating all of these stories.
Yes.
From African-Americans who were where he grew up.
Absolutely. Joel Chandler Harris actually at the age of 14 through 17 worked on a plantation. He was a white man, but he worked on a plantation because he had to help bring in money to his mother, who was a single parent. And so working on the plantation, he was a devil's apprentice where he worked on the printing press. The plantation owner also owned his own newspaper. And because Joel didn't have family there, he slept in the barns. He slept wherever he could. And a lot of times he ended up hanging out with the enslaved people on the plantation. And that's where he learned the Br'er Rabbit tales, because a lot of the older people were telling those tales to the children. And he was only 14, so he sat with the children and listened to these tales. And when he became an adult and ended up working at the AJC, he started to do cartoons for the newspaper with these stories and eventually compiled all those stories into a book.
And you have touched on all kinds of Atlanta institutions. The Wren's Nest, Joel Chandler Harris. He was an editor and writer at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And when the students participate in this program, their stories are published and the books are available at the DeKalb Book Festival.
Absolutely. The books are available at the Decatur Book Festival every summer. It's always Labor Day weekend. We feel like we come full circle when we do this writing program because Joel Chandler Harris always believed that newly freed slaves should be allowed to read and write. And that was not a big sentiment at that time. He was very forward thinking and always believed that the enslaved people should be allowed to read and write. And so above his fireplace in the house, in his bedroom, there are paintings, rather, that were commissioned by him of Black children reading and writing. And so that's what we feel we are doing when we work in the community with the students. We're helping young people and majority African American children to tell their stories.
The children actually find their voice through the program. And as a mentor, you can see the growth. You can see from that first day to the first sentence to when they complete the story, how they have developed and they become more confident because they've written this short story. And it's good. Most often.
Oh, yes. They have wonderful creative imaginations and their stories are very good. And I have to say, sometimes I envy them because I'm still trying to become a published author and they're already published authors in fifth through eighth grade. So it's really great. And also it helps them to become better speakers. They read from their stories at the book launch. And so they learn to read in front of a big audience and they're really getting good at that.
I think, again, this was such a wonderful program when I was able to do it. I read recently that CEOs read a minimum of 60 books a year. And the majority of the public just does not consume books that way.
That's true.
How do these short stories also encourage people to read?
Well, I think a lot of these stories help encourage the young people that we work with to read, but also helps to encourage their fellow students because their fellow students find out about these books through the program and they want to buy the books. Their parents want to buy the books. And so they get to read stories from their own
cohort.
Yeah. And so it helps to inspire them to be writers as well.
And I was thinking the parents. I mean,
yes. It definitely helps the parents, too. As a matter of fact, we have several parents who make it a point to buy extra books every year for their family reunion. And they always pass out the books for family reunion or for Christmas gifts. And I find that the parents are just as excited as the students are.
I as a mentor, I was just as excited. So it is the Wren's Nest Scribes Program. And to reach you, the number is 404-753-7735. And your email address is kaylin@wrensnest.org.
Correct.
Kaylin, thank you so much for coming to share with our listeners today. And I hope you get overrun with so many mentors. You can extend the program to every student who wants to be involved.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so very much, Kipling, for having me on and for being a mentor.
Thank you.